Do you want to improve your financial situation? Want to create wealth? Maybe it's time to mind your business. In this episode, Saucony Prince shares the power of our mindset and steps to take to change our minds for financial success.
Welcome to the Financial Fornicating with Madam Money podcast, where fun financial tips are shared for sexier and healthier relationships with your money and credit. My name is Tara Jackson, aka Madam Money, and thank you for joining me for another podcast. Hey, today's episode is about mind your business, okay? Your mind is your business. And I just want you to know that whatever you desire, whatever you want, you deserve it. You deserve better, but you have to believe it. But I understand it's really challenging. So I have a special friend that I have on this episode to help us through this mind-boggling situation and these mind-boggling things that keep us from achieving what we really deserve. Saucony Prince, I am so happy that you are with us today. How are you?
I am doing well, and I'm so grateful that you've allowed me the opportunity to come and talk to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Before we get started, tell my listeners a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Saucony Prince of SauconiPrince.com, where we make motivation personal by introducing you to yourself. And I'm a personal development strategist. I'm also an author, a speaker, and a coach. And my core mission is to help people see the best possible version of themselves. I've been speaking out for the past 5 years, and I've also been running a Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain Summit, which actually is a summit that's based on my Amazon award-winning best-selling book, Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain? Finding Your True Purpose.
Wow, I love when you say you introduce people, you introduce you to yourself.
Yes.
That's probably scary for me. I don't know. I've had some people that were scared to meet me. I don't know how I would feel to meet me too. But hey, if you don't want to meet you, nobody else is going to want to meet you either. So
exactly.
That is a really awesome topic. Hey, I want to get right into it because when we're talking about wanting more, having more, we have to believe that we deserve better, whether it's we want more in a relationship or we want more money, we want more in our personal finances, we want to be financially free in 2019 and beyond. There's several things that we want to do, and there's a lot of people that want to get out of debt. There's a lot of people that want to save more money. They want to be more financially stable. They want to protect their family. So what are the steps that we need to take to understand or believe that we deserve better?
Well, first of all, I would suggest that people realize you deserving better is not always just about you. Mm-hmm. You deserving better is not always just about you. I mean, really, to be honest, you're setting up the next generation. If we think about the importance of not just telling our children and our nephews and our nieces that they can do, in fact, whatever they want to do in life, but if we show them by setting the example, by being that example, and you know, nothing really drove this home to me more than our youngest son last year. He was 10 years old. I was running around doing my summit. I had forgot something at the house. I had to run to the house. He said, "Dad, can I ride with you?" I said, "Yes, son, sure." "Yes, son, sure." And on the way home, I mean, I'm driving and I'm thinking of the 12 different things I got to do. And he said to me, without prompting, without us having a discussion, he looked at me and he said, "You know, Dad, I'm proud of you."
Aww.
He said, "Dad, I'm proud of you." And I mean, while I was driving, I'm going 30 miles an hour, but inside I stopped. Mm-hmm. Because in that moment, I realized it wasn't just about me. It wasn't just enough for me to tell him, "Son, you can do whatever you want to do. Son, you can be whatever you want to be. Son, you can have whatever you want to have." What I realized is that my son was watching. Mm-hmm. He was looking at me. He was looking to see. I could tell him day in and day out what he could do. But when he saw me doing it, he said, "You know what? I can do the same thing." We have an older son. He's 30 years old. He actually won a contest with Damian Dash shooting videos. And then while he was shooting this video, he told me later, "I thought to myself, what would my father do?" While he was directing the video, while he was shooting it, he kept thinking to himself, "What would my dad do?" And that helped me realize it's not just for me. And even in our finances, even with our money, it's not just for us. But what precedents are we setting with our young people? what do they walk away with? What do they, what example do they have to reference back to? I realize just how important it is for us to have the right mindset. It's not just for you. Like Damian Dash said, he said, I'm not doing this for my first name. I'm doing it for my last. I'm setting up a legacy for my children so that they can know this is what it takes. Yes, there are sacrifices. Yes, there are things you have to do in order for you to achieve your goals, but it's worth it. Because again, somebody is looking, somebody is watching you. So to me, that's so important.
I think that's very impactful that when you're going through this journey, and like you said, you deserve better, but when you have a stance or a baseline that it's not really just about you, it's about people that are coming behind you, people that are watching you, and it's usually the youth. And it's not just the youth. It could be your friend. It could be your sibling. It could be a parent. It could be anybody that's, you know, your secret stalker on social media. I mean, I didn't realize how many secret stalkers I had on social media where they look at your stuff, they just don't click like. So right. They see you all the time, but they just don't interact. And how much of an impact we have on those people that even though we don't know that they're watching, they are watching and they're being inspired by what we do. And it's very important. And it makes you drive and want to do more of that.
Yes. Yes, it does. It does. And, you know, I don't know why, but in the last month, I've been thinking about legacy. What is it that you're leaving for the next generation? And I mean, true enough, it's good to, you know, to leave an inheritance. In fact, but what about a mindset? What about a mindset, and not just in word, but in deed? Again, when they look back over their life, when they look back over your life, what can they say about you? Not just someone who talked the talk, but someone who walked the walk. I think for myself that our children's heroes need to sit across the table from them. They need to have breakfast with their heroes. They need to have dinner with their heroes. They need to see somebody they can reach and touch, because everybody else, they only see them in the spotlight. The athletes and the movie stars and the actual singing artists, they only see them on stage or when they're on Instagram or on social media or in the news. Mm-hmm. But what about seeing on a daily basis someone who has ups and downs and yet are still going? Because to me, that sets the precedence. That actually helps them understand it's going to take some work, but in the end, it's going to be worth it. And so that's one of the things that I know I take personally, because it's important to me to set that example. Because it's not just for me. Because if I was just doing this for myself, I would probably stop. But when I realize that there's somebody waiting on what I have to offer, what I have to share, I can't. And even from a financial standpoint, if I was just working just for myself, I wouldn't be working as hard as I am. But I'm working for my family and for my children and for the next generation, and also to be an example. Mm-hmm. There are so many people that are looking for somebody to model themselves after, right. Especially in the African-American community. There are a lot of young men who don't have positive role models. And one of the things I tell people all the time is that an actor, when they're studying for a part, they go into a case study on the person they're playing. If they're playing a mob boss, they study mob bosses. If they're playing someone who's a fry cook, they study fry cooks. If they're playing someone in an insane asylum, they go and study somebody who's mentally disturbed because they have to fall into that mold. Well, our young people, they're going to grow up. And they're going to be in our shoes. So they're looking at us. They are watching. They're seeing how they ought to carry themselves, how they ought to act, how they ought to make sacrifices, the things that they ought to do. They are finding out what's important by looking at what we see as important, mm-hmm. by what we spend our time, our energy, and our effort, and especially with our finances.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the biggest thing when we know we can have better and to get better is to, one, realize that it's sometimes just not about you. Most of the time, it's just not about you. Right. It's about those people that are watching you, those young people, your parents, your family members, your friends, even your enemies. It's not about you. You are inspiring someone to do better because you want better. And the more you inspire people, encourage you to do what you're supposed to do to get better. Awesome. So that's number one. What's the next thing that we can do to get our mind right so we can get better?
Well, even the fact that we talked about doing it for somebody else, we also have to understand that a portion of our success is for us. A portion of our success is for us. But I think a lot of people really don't value themselves to the point to where they believe that they deserve it. Mm-hmm. They believe that they're supposed to be happy. They're supposed to be successful. And if you're like me, and I'm a person of faith, I don't believe that I was meant to be mediocre. I believe that I was created for something special, something extraordinary. And if that being the case, that means I have to believe in myself enough to put in the work. See, there are a lot of people that are talented and they're gifted, but they don't perfect their gift.
Right.
They are talented and they're gifted, but they don't perfect their gift. They don't put in the time to make it better. There are people that are natural athletes. They can run, they can jump, they can shoot, they can play basketball, they can play baseball. But if they don't put in the work, somebody else will come behind them and pass them. Right. Hard work beats talent when talent won't work hard. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand that even with our finances, even with ourselves, that focusing on the fact that our success is not just for other people, a portion of it is for us. Mm-hmm. A portion of it is for us. And so having the mindset to put in the work to better ourselves, to actually be a better version of ourselves, mm-hmm. to present our best possible self to the world. And I'm telling you, those people who continually do that, who continue to actually strive for excellence in their own life, they will see the fruits of their labor. Mm-hmm. They will not be left by the wayside. They will find themselves being that shining example. And even to the point where they'll shock themselves, because if they look at themselves now versus where they were 10 years ago or 5 years ago, okay. They'll realize, I've grown. But my thing is, don't just stop. I want to be the best I can be, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, every area of my life. And that means that I have to work on all of those parts. I have to put in the work. I have to do that because I want to be the best possible steward over the gifts that I've been given. And I believe that you want to do the same. Absolutely. That's why you're watching this broadcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Because this is the time that you get a little narcissistic and say, hey, it's about me. Some of it is really about me. It's not always about you, and it's not all about you. But some of it is about you. Probably most of it may be about you. But there's a lot of people that feel they don't deserve it. They don't deserve having a lot of money. They don't deserve the promotion. And then they self-sabotage. They have to believe that they are destined to have this. This is your birthright. You are supposed to be great. You're supposed to have great things. And the only thing that's keeping it from you is you and your mindset. So yes. Getting those roadblocks out of the mind, letting the universe know that I deserve every good thing that comes my way. That is how we open it up so that you can get what you deserve. I absolutely agree with you on that one. Yeah. So what's the last one or the third tip that you have for us today?
Well, I would have to say that it's the responsibility that comes with number one and number two. Knowing that it's not just about you, totally, but it's about someone else, and then knowing that there is a portion of it that is about you. To me, the responsibility that comes with that is so paramount, because when you realize that you have that obligation to be the best possible version of yourself and set the example for others, then you can't fail. Either you win or you learn. You keep going. You stay at it. You don't quit. And that's one thing I have learned, how important it is to be consistent in the things that you say you want to do. I tell my kids all the time, you're going to finish what you start. And if they know they have to finish what they start, they'll be more careful about what they choose to start.
Absolutely.
Our youngest daughter, if she was in middle school, she wanted to play the saxophone because she thought it was, you know, nice and sexy, you know.
Kenny G done lied to us. They made us believe in this. Yeah.
Yes. So she could see herself doing concerts and playing the birthday party. Okay, no problem. Fine. Good. So we weren't going to purchase a saxophone for her. That was like thousands of dollars. We said, right. Okay, we'll rent one for the school year. Okay. So we did. We go into this equipment company. We signed a 9-month lease during the school year for this saxophone. And she gets in and she starts playing, everything's good. You can hear it in a room with the door closed, playing the saxophone. You know, it started off, you know, and it didn't sound that good, but she was in there, she was practicing. Well, around December, you know, around the Christmas break, she kind of came back. She said, you know, Dad, I'm really kind of tired of trying to play the saxophone. I want to do something else. I said, okay, that's fine. Next year, you can pick something else.
Right.
This year, we still have this lease on this, you know, on this saxophone. Right. So you're going to finish this year out. And she would luckily did it, and she played all the notes. She went to all the classes, took all the tests. But I helped her understand that, look, you need to finish what you start. And so many of us, even in our finances, even with our family, even with the example that we set, we have to finish. There's a responsibility that comes with being in a place that we're in. Somebody once said that nobody else is coming. God sent you. Mm. Nobody else is coming. God sent you. So wherever you are in that position, you have an obligation. You have a responsibility to actually be the best version of yourself, because again, you become an example to somebody. Somebody is looking to you for guidance, and you're like, well, I don't want to be that example. Well, because you're there, you are. Nobody else is coming. Mm-hmm. You're in that spot. And so you have to take the responsibility of stepping up to the plate, making hard decisions, making the sacrifices, putting in the work. Because if you don't do it, who's going to be that example? Who is going to show the rest of the world what it means to actually put in the work?
Right.
So for me, it's the undying responsibility that comes with being as blessed as we are, as gifted as we are, as talented as we are. I tell people all the time, the number one fear in the world is public speaking. But I'm afraid not to. I'm afraid not to talk because I realize I've been given much. And there's a scripture that says, to whom much is given, much is required. And because of that, I can't go somewhere and sit down. Mm-hmm. I can't go somewhere and hide under a bushel. I can't go somewhere and sit in a corner. I have an obligation, a responsibility with what I've been given to give it back to the world. My fruit is not for me. Mm-hmm. Just like a fruit isn't for the tree. You never see a tree eating its own fruit. The fruit is for someone else. So your gift, your talents, even your finances, they can actually be a blessing to you, but they can also be used to help somebody else, to help teach somebody else. This is how you invest. This is how you save. This is how you make wise decisions. But see, but if you don't have any money to do that, how can you show people? How can you show them? So to me, with great, like Stan Lee, God rest his soul, said, with great power comes great responsibility. And that's just a retooling or a retelling of that scripture. To whom much is given, much is required. So if you've been given much, there is a responsibility that comes with that, with your talents, with your abilities, with your gifting. You have a responsibility to set a precedence for those around you. So for me, that third thing is just, it's making that front and center. Because so many people be like, well, what can I contribute? What does somebody want to learn from me? What can I teach somebody? You can teach them something. You may not can teach them everything. If anything, you can teach them what not to do.
Right.
You know, somebody once said that an expert is someone who's made every possible mistake in a particular area because they know what not to do.
Exactly.
And so just really helping people to understand the responsibility, in fact, that comes with being gifted in a certain area.
I love it, especially when you said, I've never seen a tree eat its own fruit.
Exactly.
Your gifts are not for you.
Right.
You know, so, and I believe that. So the things that I, even though sometimes by me giving someone else advice, it's really for me, but yeah. I'm not going to talk to me, right? I'm not giving myself that advice. So it sometimes takes
right.
me to speak right. to someone else for me to hear it, to God say, yeah, that's for you too. But if I had not shared that fruit with someone else, I would have never been able to understand. Also, I used to like to hear, no, I really don't like hearing myself talk that much. But for whatever reason, people like to hear me talk. That fruit is not for me. That fruit is for y'all. Yeah, I can go a few days without saying anything and I'm good. You know, but I really appreciate that from the three steps is one, it's not all about you. It's not always all about you. It is somewhat about you. And you have a responsibility to share your gifts and your fruit to the world because of who is following yes. you, because of who is watching you, and because you deserve better.
Yes.
That money is for you. Now, yeah. What you learn when you receive that money, now you've learned lessons. You learn how to get it. You learn how to keep it. You probably learn how to lose it. But you have to share that knowledge with someone else, a child, a family member, a friend, so that they don't make the same mistakes.
Yes.
You are doing the world a disservice if you do not share your gifts, your talents, your mind, your intellect. We are waiting for you. So for those that feel like you don't deserve it, I'm here to tell you, you do deserve it. And the world, you're going to do the world a disservice if you do not share you with the world.
True.
And that is how we mind our business. Mind is our business. Our mind is our business. And if we can make our mind our business, we can understand that we deserve better, that we have a responsibility to others, and we have a responsibility to ourselves to get better.
Yes. Yes.
So, Sikoni, how can people get in contact with you, learn about your events, work with you?
Well, my website is SikoniPrince.com. That's SikoniPrince.com. And I'm also found on all social media. If you search for Sikoni Prince on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, you'll find me. Believe me, I searched myself just to make sure that there's not another Sikoni Prince out there. And I think I'm Sikoni, the one and only.
Sikoni, the one and only, man. He did that. Google me, boo. Do that. How about that?
There you go.
Awesome. So SikoniPrince.com, and definitely Google him on all social medias. He is Sikoni, the only. I so appreciate you for hanging out with me on this episode. I can't wait to have you back and do some more things in the near future. So thank you so much. And to everyone who is listening or watching the broadcast, the video broadcast of this and the podcast broadcast of this, I want to let you know that I love you. There's nothing you can do about it, but always remember, ignorance is not bliss. It's expensive as hell. Have a great one.
You too. Thank you again.
Hey there, this is Tara Jackson, aka Madam Money. I just want to thank you so much for listening to the Financial Fornicating with Madam Money podcast. And one, to give a special shout out to our sponsors and supporters, Kimberly Singletary, Edeline Francois Dryden, and Candace Arnold. Your contributions are helping us to continue to further the podcast for people who really need it. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, or if you'd like to be a supporter today, just click on the Support This Podcast, and you can make contributions as low as 80 cents, as low as $1 a month. You can do whatever you want, but any contribution to support this podcast is greatly appreciated, so we can continue to spread financial literacy across the world. Hey, I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you for your support.